Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Good morning, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, a little bit odd day and time, but that's okay. We always try to connect with him at least once a week if we can. Jimmy Patronis, our congressman from Northwest Florida, District 1. Jimmy, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tonight is the State of the Union address, and President Trump has promised, threatened, that it's going to be extra long. Last year was record-breaking, an hour and 40 minutes. what do you expect tonight?
So here's what, some of the situation is on the ground. You definitely have, when a Republican is in office, there tends to be a lack of attendance by Democrats. You know, and it happens, I'm sure it happened when Biden, this is my first State of the Union, but when Biden was in office, I'm sure there was Republicans that didn't come. So you have this type of combative nature with attendance. And so I think, you know, what I've heard is the Democrats are going to, you know, they've got gallery tickets, and they're going to load up the gallery with a bunch of, you know, Trump haters. And so, unfortunately, it's going to be combative. So I don't know, maybe that's kind of part of the president's defense strategy is, all right, well, I'm going to make this the longest speech ever. So, because once you sit in the gallery, you ain't leaving. So who knows? I mean, this could be just one way he just, you know, teaches them a lesson because of, you know, unfortunately, the partisanship that we have right here is just, it's just combative.
Yeah, it's kind of been funny to watch over the years, the evolution as the various forms of just passive aggressive enough protest that I won't get thrown out. You know, or,
exactly.
You know, or if
exactly.
You're Al Green, you do get, not Al Green, is that the representative from Texas that got thrown out that one year, you know, like.
You know, Al Green was raised in Fort Walton Beach.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Interesting.
It would blow you away the number of members of Congress that have a tie to Northwest Florida. I've learned about a new member every single day as a tie to this part of the country. Anyway, go ahead.
Do you expect, because if President Trump just sort of stays on message, stays on script, and really lays out what he's doing, it could be a very effective speech for just explaining to the country things that they don't normally understand. But if he does his weave and dodge and prolong and long speech and all this stuff, it's going to be wonderful for his base, and the rest of America is going to hate him for the length and not be persuaded because they're not going to feel like he's explaining to them the things that could be effective. That's how I view it.
I think you're going to get a version of the president tonight that knows this is his opportunity to explain our wins that we've had so far.
Okay.
And we can go and reflect. He had a State of Union in his first term that totally blew everybody away. And it's because that's not the version of Donald Trump they expected to see.
I remember that, yeah.
They're giving the State of Union. Yeah, I mean, and it was, and we were all just blown away because he was so presidential. I still think that is the version we're going to see tonight, simply because, you know, he truly does care about our country, but he also wants to make sure that his legacy is reflecting the right things for working class folks, our veterans, and our protection of the Northern Hemisphere. So he is going to flex on peace through strength. Unfortunately, you know, as we were talking pre-show, you know, this tariff ruling by the Supreme Court has created a real wrench in things because he was able, he needed leverage over all these partners all over the world. In some cases, he needed leverage for strength. Some places, he needed leverage for cost of labor. Some is cost of goods. But he needed the tariffs to do that. When the Supreme Court blows it up, you know, now he's kind of got to go back and go with the temporary fix. And I think there'll probably be some explanation of that, but there's no two ways about it. He does have a lot of victories, especially when it comes to the peace he has created globally.
You know, it's an interesting point you make because I actually agree that, you know, President Trump is, you know, at his most effective when he has carrots and sticks and things to negotiate with. And he clearly viewed the tariffs as the stick that he could use to try to get out of other countries the fairness that he ran on and, you know, worked against and other things as well. And so he did. I think that, you know, those tariffs were the basis of a lot of the stuff that he was able to accomplish. And if those tariffs are not available anymore, a lot of those countries, I would imagine, would, you know, reconsider the status and the things that they did out of the fear of that. On the other hand, his tariffs were illegal. IEPA does not justify them. He does not have the constitutional authority, the congressional authority to do them. I think the Supreme Court got it right. And it's frustrating to lose the benefits of him doing something illegal. But that's kind of his fault, too, for not finding a legal way to do it. You know what I mean?
Well, and just like the, I can't think of the, it wasn't Scott Bessent, but it was one of his other members of the team, you know, was saying that the president wore them out, that I need, you know, four or five redundant backup plans. And so this is why, you know, as you were saying earlier, the 10% tariff is in place across the board. As they go back to the drawing board to figure out how they're going to put, you know, square pegs and round holes.
Yeah, and the, you know,
I'm going to the State of the Union tonight. I'm so excited. I'm so proud to represent. You know, we've got an opportunity here to hear the vision of the president. So I mean, it's a big deal, and I know he loves Northwest Florida. I'm going to post a photo in a little bit. Now, I don't know if people remember, but his third ever rally that he had when he campaigned in 2016 was there in Pensacola.
Yeah, he came to Mobile, and then he came to Pensacola. God, like four or five times, I think, in 2016. It was a lot.
So he started off Mobile, then he went to Biloxi, then he came to Pensacola. And I remember, I've got chills just telling you that it was standing room only.
Yep.
I mean, and this was in the infancy of his campaign. And it's not like he was doing a bunch of advertising. All he had was Twitter. But you could not move in the Civic Center. So, you know, I know he loves our part of the country. And so we just, you know, we're going to, you know, hinge on his love of our country, but I know his fondness in Northwest Florida.
We're talking to Jimmy Patronis, our congressman from Florida District 1. Hang on just a second, Jimmy. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
I-10 westbound as you approach Highway 29. There's been an accident and traffic is backed up all the way to I-110. So expect a 45-minute delay in that area. And also I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a 25-minute construction delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Jimmy Patronis, Representative Patronis, our congressman from Northwest Florida District 1. Any movement on the shutdown?
Not really. You know, you had some flirtations with TSA pre-check and that stuff being shut down. And now that got reinstated and real, you know, rapidly afterwards. I think it was.
John's really happy about that, by the way, because he was getting ready to take a flight and he's worried that pre-check, he won't be able to go in the fast lane, basically. So he's very thankful for that.
Well, and so that's back in place. But I think this will still be in paralysis. The Senate, I think, is supposed to vote on Thursday.
Okay.
So I heard, you know, Chuck Schumer's statement the other day on Twitter, and he was pretty bombastic. And look, they need to hold the line because their base wants them to hold the line. And now it's, you know, running up against the State of the Union. So this is about as of an ignition point they've got. So I think as soon as the State of the Union's over, they'll have a few more days to try to milk their standing in the way of, you know, they're also not funding FEMA and they're not funding the Coast Guard. So they're not funding Secret Service. But, you know, those issues there are separate and different from ICE. I'll remind you, ICE is funded through 2027. So what they're, you know, fussing about is not getting to the point. They want a policy change, not a funding change.
It's like ICE surrounding, but not ICE itself. It's such an odd little thing that I agree with.
That's
you. It's so weird. Let's talk a little bit about the VA because, you know, obviously we live in a heavy military area, a lot of retirement folks here, a lot of retired folks here. There's always challenges with the VA. It seemed like it was getting better, but I'm hearing more things recently that maybe it's not getting as much better. Then they kind of hokey-pokeyed on eligibility changes and it apparently is not going away now. But what can you tell the, you know, especially the, you know, veterans who get their services through the VA, what's being done to make it better, if anything? How are you working on this?
So, you know, the secretary came out, issued a statement on X earlier about changes to disability. And so what he essentially said is this new rule is going to determine disability and benefits received by the veteran. So there was, I mean, now there's on this portal that he established, more than 17,000 people have commented. Now the secretary is halting the enforcement of this interim rule. So, I mean, people have spoken. The VA said, whoa, let's you know, realize that we may have, you know, moved into a sensitive subject. And so now they're really reevaluating this rule. And then he made it loud and clear, this is not going to be enforced anytime in the future. I know he's trying to find some ways to bring some efficiencies to the VA. It's the single largest budget in the United States. And as massive as it is, it's managing people. And yeah. For those of you that are listening, managing people always can be a joy. Sometimes it can be also very difficult. But when you're talking about something as intimate and personal as your health, especially when it's tied to the sacrifice you made in service of the country, it becomes a very emotionally charged issue. And so trying to get somebody the treatment that they deserve when you're managing folks from Washington, D.C., all over the country with various clinics and hospitals, it's just a lot of moving parts that you hope would do the right thing, but it's people managing people, and sometimes people make decisions that aren't, you know, going to always, you know, be well-received.
You know, you and I were talking before you got on the air here, and you made a point that I thought was very good, that even with the community care alternative, you know, seeing a doctor in the regular community instead of going to the VA, yeah. There's still a sense among a lot of people that they just want the VA because it's a culture that knows their military, knows their status, deals with their people. And even if sort of objectively the care might not be as good or the wait times might be longer, there's still a kind of mom's cooking, you know, mom's not the greatest cook, but mom's the cook I know. And I'm going to go there because they understand me and I don't have to be just this, you know, random person. And I thought that was a good point too, that sometimes we're reluctant even to take the thing that might be better. Last quick thing, Jimmy,
that's the same thing we dealt with with military. When it comes to PTSD, you know, folks that are dealing with PTSD, they want to deal with a military counselor.
Yeah.
It's no different. If you're a firefighter or a first responder, you don't necessarily want to get treatment over the phone. You want to deal with somebody who's trained in the treatment that has also worked in the profession. So this is exactly nailing what you just said.
Mexico is just a raging dumpster fire, literally cars and trucks and hotels and businesses on fire as the like post-death spasms of the military there having killed this drug head. And now we got Americans stranded in, you know, places you never think about this happening, like Puerto Vallarta, you know, where people are, you know, literally going out on the water to escape the chaos to watch from a boat as the city burns. What do you make of this?
Well, somebody posted on social media the other day, and I shared it. Man, this is a good time for Trump to invade and take over Baja and make it, you know, an extension of Florida. I mean, it's a mess. They've got serious problems in Mexico, and now the pot is boiled over. People in the government is sick and tired of the drug cartels. Look, I went to the border in 2024. It was nothing about humanitarian escape for these people. It was the cartels moving drugs, guns, money, human trafficking across the border. So now what's happened is Trump is now strengthening the southern border. You have got these cartels that are still trying to find ways to get their products out. And then Trump goes and then it goes after Venezuela as a supply point. So you have got a cartel business right now that is being attacked from multiple sides. So now the Mexican government decided to make their strike. And this was like, we've got to make a stand. And this is Jimmy's opinion. And this is why you've seen the retaliation the way it's been.
Yeah.
You know, we have allowed these cartels to just grow unrestricted over the last 4 years under the Biden administration. And they have slowed the growth. I mean, these guys have sophisticated operations in the United States.
Right.
So, I mean, as you, the good thing about it is you start to cut off the drugs, you cut off the guns, you cut off the money. You know what happens to their business centers around the United States? They dry up and go away.
Well, and
so, and this is where capture these bad guys and ship them out to.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the, I thought the interesting analysis pieces that came out of that big hearing in Congress 2 weeks ago, the DHS, where they had all the CBP and folks in there and ICE, was the analysis that they depend on the human smuggling side. They depend on the illegal immigration side as a mechanism to cover, distract, and facilitate the transfer of the drugs and other things. And, you know, that part of the element of getting rid of all the illegal immigrants is that you're taking away one of the key business strategies of expanding their power into the United States. And so it's not just about them being here illegally. It's about this is a way to starve the cartels, which I had never heard that piece of analysis before, but I thought it was right on track. Jimmy Patronis, we're just completely out of time, but we'll look forward to seeing pictures. What's that?
Control the knobs. Why are we out of time?
Just talk to my manager, my salespeople, my traffic person.
All right, buddy.
Jimmy, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
See
you. Absolutely. 7:25 here on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, John, you control the knobs. What's the problem?
Oh, I didn't have a problem. I was ready to keep going.
Tell them about traffic on the fives.
All right. Brought to you by Florida West. Every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, and generates a positive return on an investment to Escambia County taxpayers. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 westbound as you approach Highway 29 exit. Traffic is backed up all the way past I-110. Ugh. So expect about a 45-minute delay in that area. Also, I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and all the way through Highway 29 through that construction zone. Expect a 35-minute delay as that slow and go. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
My boss Kevin always says, you know, you can say anything you want on your last day, and I would say you can do anything you want with the knobs on your last day. That's probably how that would turn out. Hey, if you're looking for the next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an excellent selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are, you know, a year, two, three, maybe four years young. Low miles, great condition. Our car was a year old, 12,000 miles, came back from it was on a lease in Orlando, came back to the dealership, pre-owned certified from Honda. They put it on the lot for 90 days. It didn't sell. It went to auction. Frontier went down and picked it up. We bought it. I mean, like, we were just going to test drive the car. We wanted to see if that was the kind of vehicle that we wanted or not, because they had changed model years and some other things, and we just couldn't find one to drive for a variety of reasons. We found one at Frontier. It was exactly the color we've been looking for, even though we weren't looking to buy just yet. We called it our unicorn. The price was great. The mileage was great. The condition was immaculate. We're like, well, can we just buy that car? You know, so we did, and it was easy. And, I mean, they worked with us on the price even, and it was just fantastic. I had such a good experience that I literally came back to the office and said, Jeff, my sales manager, said, can I do ads for them? Because they're great. He's like, of course. You know, so here we are all these years later. I love Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you've never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Healing can start with a single seed.
A single space.
A single act of kindness.
I'm Lieutenant Kilgan with Escambia County Sheriff's Office. For over 20 years in Pensacola law enforcement, I've seen heartbreaking child abuse cases.
Gulf Coast Kids House provides therapy to help these children recover.
That's why Leadership Pensacola's Class of 2026 is assisting Gulf Coast Kids House in creating a healing garden to support their therapists.
Your support today helps plant seeds of healing for tomorrow.
Visit PensacolaChamber.com to donate to the LEAP Class Project.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
President Trump will deliver the State of the Union address tonight. Hear it live on News Radio 92.3.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing.
Fatality.
What's that, John?
You're doing a lot of
like unusual.
Unusual, but I reckon,
you know it,
but I can't put it somewhere.
Yeah, this is Nitzarev, actually. And this is probably the only song by Nitzarev that anybody would really know. But yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm always looking for better, different, interesting music. You know, my wife says I should pick more music from since 2000. I'm like, well, if they'd make good ones. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Ooh. David?
Touche, sir. Touche. President Trump giving that State of the Union address tonight. The first time he'll present the speech during his second term, the second time he'll address all of Congress since being reelected. And FedEx taking the Trump administration to talking to the Trump administration to ask for tariff refunds. The shipping giant filed a lawsuit Monday, days after the Supreme Court decision.
Did you see how President Trump is responding to the Supreme Court in what you would expect is the most juvenile fashion ever? He no longer capitalizes Supreme Court in his posts as a punishment, which he said is why he's punishing them, because he doesn't respect them anymore.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop of the State of the Union tonight from President Trump, who heads into the big speech with
a 44% approval rating, according to the latest Fox News polling. The biggest issue for Americans is the economy and affordability. The White House pointing to several good economic data points here, including slowing inflation, strong consumer spending, plus those bigger tax refunds this year for some Americans.
Fox's Aisha Hazmi at the White House. How long will the president stand at the podium inside the People's House?
It's going to be a long speech because we have so much to talk about.
At least 26 Democrats won't be sitting or standing in the chamber. They are not even showing up. It's a boycott. And some members of the men's hockey team that defeated Canada Sunday for the gold medal are expected to be in the audience. The women's team declined the invitation. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 30 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies and some sunshine, looking like a nice but definitely a bit chilly morning. Well, a political disagreement has turned personal after Escambia County Commissioner Mike Kohler commented on Representative Michelle Salzman's Facebook page, questioning past statements about sexual assault and referencing a road project dispute. Kohler said the disagreement really stems from the congressional primary last year.
Because I didn't support her for running for Congress. I mean, that's why. I mean, she's basically said that, is what I was told.
And Kohler talked with Channel 3 about the whole situation. Jimmy Patronis ultimately won that primary in the congressional seat. Salzman tells Channel 3 the issues, though, go beyond politics.
His behavior is abhorrent.
And she says she's prepared to take the issue to Governor DeSantis's office. Construction on that new Palafox project downtown now in week 8. Crews have been working on upgrading stormwater systems, and of course they're refreshing that entire streetscape. Archaeologists, though, also on hand, keeping a close eye on everything beneath the road surface. City leaders say council policy requires consideration of potential archaeological impacts during major projects. A team from UWF is monitoring the digging, searching for intact historical deposits tied to Pensacola's colonial past, including any trash pits, structural remains, or other buried features. Officials say the safeguard is already proving worthwhile, helping ensure pieces of local history are not lost during construction. Now, the Galvez Landing boat ramp on Cruzat Way is closing for about a week, starting on March 2nd. Boaters can use Mahogany Mill, Navy Point, or the Perdido Bay boat ramp as it's closed. The ramp is expected to reopen March 9th, weather permitting. The Florida legislative session is set to adjourn March 13th, but both chambers are pretty far apart still on key issues like eliminating property taxes and the budget. House Democrat leader Fentrese Driscoll says so far only 8 bills out of 1,000 proposed have passed both chambers.
Typically, we would say from our perspective that less bills usually means the Republicans are causing less harm. But this year, I'm worried about it because it means that there's not enough attention being paid to the affordability crisis.
Lawmakers are considering a range of issues like vaccine mandates, specialty license plates, and abortion rights. And just like last year, both chambers and the governor are fairly far apart on a budget. Well, a big event taking place at Pensacola International today. The experience is designed to help kids with developmental disabilities.
Pensacola International is teaming up with Delta Airlines and Arc Gateway today to host a Wings for All event. This is a hands-on mock flight experience designed to help children with developmental disabilities become more comfortable with air travel. The program walks families through each step of the airport journey. Since its launch, Wings for All has helped thousands of participants nationwide prepare for real-world flights. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. And it is 7:35. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10 westbound is still dealing with the accident that happened earlier. It's got traffic backed up and slowed down, so just be aware of that. Also, I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. I expect about a 25-minute delay through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a sunny day today with some cooler temperatures. Highs topping out near 55 degrees this afternoon with mostly sunny skies. Tonight, temperatures a little bit more mild, around 46 degrees. For Wednesday, partly sunny skies, high near 71 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Heading into Thursday, 50% chance of rain, high near 72. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 57. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
30 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies and a little bit of sunshine this morning. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal reports that Novo Nordisk is planning to slash U.S. list prices for its popular weight loss and diabetes drugs Wegovy and Ozempic by up to half starting next year. Under the changes, both Ozempic and Wegovy will list for $6.75 a month, effective January 1st. Rosina Food Products has recalled nearly 10,000 pounds of frozen meatballs that may be contaminated with metal. Officials say the Bremer family-sized Italian-style meatballs were sold nationwide at Aldi. A trio of Senate Democrats is calling for the government to start refunding roughly $175 billion in tariff revenues that the Supreme Court ruled were illegal. The bill would require Customs and Border Protection to issue refunds over the next 180 days and pay interest on the refunded amount. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow lost 821, the NASDAQ down 258, the S&P 500 lost 71. That's your money now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Here in studio with me, we have Chip Simmons. He is the Escambia County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Now, also, interestingly, you're no longer just the sheriff. You're also number one on the power list from In Weekly. So, I mean, does that confer, like, knighthood or sainthood?
I thought you were
going to
say number one in your heart.
Well, no, that's true, too. No. But, you know, I don't... That didn't get printed in the paper. So, and am I wrong? This is the first year, I think, that Rick has done elected officials to be on the power list. I think.
No, he's had, in fact, David Morgan, my predecessor, years ago.
Oh, was on, okay, so my mistake. Okay, fair enough.
Well.
All right, so you're
number one on that list is a little bit of a politician, don't you think?
Yeah, well, that's true, too. But you're number one on the list, and you're a big, brave boy. You ran into fire when it was going on. Andrew Hobbs wrote all about you, and, you know, which I know is totally your personal. But now you're retired from the list. You can't, once you win, you can't be it. It's like being DeLuna, right?
Yeah,
you can't be in the court anymore.
You can move to side.
Emeritus, yeah, graduate. Okay.
I really appreciate that. I mentioned yesterday to some people that I started off years ago. I was a police chief, and I got on the list. It was like number 100 out of 100.
Yeah.
And I was I'm proof that you can work your way up from 100 to one.
From being a lowly little corrections officer who had injuries that prevented him from getting a job at PPD or at sheriff's office.
Right.
And now come full circle, I'll show them.
I'm just a policeman, right? and that's all I ever really wanted to do is to serve. And I've been.
I actually didn't know that part of this. I didn't know that an injury kept you from ECSO back in the day.
It kept me from going what we call across the street from the jail to going to corrections. Mm-hmm. To rookie school instead of corrections school. I hobbled my way through correction school with a broken leg.
Yeah.
And they didn't care back then. They just needed people. So if you can wear your cast if you want to over there at the jail.
CO, by the way, working in the jail as a corrections officer in case of the lingo. I apologize to acronyms. Well, anyway, that's the great news. Congratulations on that. Man, we got a lot of stuff I want to get to. Let's start with probably the hardest one first, just because it's been so much in the news, especially on social media. So this guy allegedly crosses the center line scenic highway, causes a wreck that kills two people. He's impaired, allegedly, with now it turns out to be prescription drugs. But mere minutes prior to doing that, he was over on the west side. He got pulled over. Somebody had called 911 because he was asleep in the car, a good car length back of the light. EMS shows up first on the scene, kind of checks and sees if he's okay. I think at this point it's unclear exactly how thorough that check was, but she says, you know, medically kind of, you know, there's nothing wrong with him that I would need to, you know, do anything. Your deputies, one shows up as working the case, another one shows up as is common. She kind of goes through some of her questions, says, you know, yeah, he talks weird, but I don't know that that's proof. Does not do a sobriety check, then follows him after he takes off and follows him for 2 miles. Subsequently, then, of course, these people die. A lot of criticism for your agency and for the deputies on the scene, not doing a sobriety check, not pulling him out of the car, not doing more, which obviously turned out with catastrophic results later. Your thoughts?
Well, again, this is a Pensacola police case. The crash actually happened in their jurisdiction. Terrible, terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
Our deputies did have an interaction with him along with an EMS personnel. We were dispatched to that area on a assist EMS, which we do all the time.
Our deputy, not one deputy, but two deputies and the EMS personnel had a brief to moderate interaction with him. The EMT, which I thought did a good job. I mean, they're criticizing some of the things that she did. But she looked, turns to us in the body camera that we, as in full transparency, we put both body cameras out.
Right.
She says, he's answered all of my questions. The deputies that were on the scene did not detect what they felt like would have been impairment. And she actually followed them. What the conclusion of that interaction, she followed that truck. And if you ever driven a Jeep with a lifted Jeep with big tires, you know how difficult, but it can be difficult to drive. Mm-hmm. And she followed him about seven blocks until she got called away to another call. And then ultimately later on, unfortunately, that vehicle was involved in a traffic crash. I think that the only thing I will say about this is that aside from the family, no one bears the weight of these decisions, these discretionary decisions, more than a law enforcement officer. And we make hundreds of decisions like this every day, whether it's the domestic violence that you don't make an arrest, you walk away from. I know that I have been in law enforcement a long time, and we've done cases where we've had to walk away because we didn't feel like we had enough. And the tie goes to the runner in the United States. If you don't have probable cause to make an arrest, you don't make that arrest. And again, we're both of these the interactions are under review. We take a look at everything that we do and see if there's something that we can do a little bit better. So the traffic stop and even the transfer of the information from EOC or 911 into Escambia County, how much did they hear? How much was relayed to the deputy at the scene? All those things are under review within our agencies. We are asking the Pensacola Police Department for a copy of some of the body cameras that they've got. But again, the bottom line is our deputies did not detect any alcohol, and she makes a comment in there that it's an unusual speech pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So she acknowledges that they talk different, or it was speaking different, and that's where we are.
When you watched it, did you feel like, yep, that's what I would have done, or that's what my policies teach people to do? Or did you, because obviously there's everybody's armchair quarterback, you know, Monday morning, obviously, but that's what I always think is, you know, what would I have done in that circumstance? And, you know, I don't know, I'm not a cop, but I, you know, it seemed weird the way he was talking and the fact that he'd been asleep, you know, at the wheel. Although I guess when the EMS got there, he was not asleep or something like that. So it seemed weird not to do something, but is that just because I know how it turned out in the end, or is that because of what's actionable at the time?
Well, I think the easiest time to be a cop is after the fact.
Yeah. Right?
All those decisions are easier to make. And again, you have to understand that we make hundreds of these calls, and you have to use your discretion. You have to use what is available to you. You go back on your training. She did, if you recall the body cam, she'd ask if he was drinking, and then ask if you were doing any kind of drugs. And so there was some thought as to that, and the determination was that it was a medical. It was a medical thing, and they let him go.
I had one other question on this that I'll ask you in just a second. But we're talking to Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're on I-10 westbound approaching Highway 29, still dealing with that earlier accident that has traffic backed up all the way to I-110, and also I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. Expect about a 25-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Last question on this, because you mentioned it was the following him afterwards for like seven blocks. It seemed to me like if you're uncertain enough to follow him, then you act on that uncertainty before he gets behind the wheel again. If you're worried that he might be impaired, you don't find out by letting him drive. You find out by doing some kind of a field sobriety test. That didn't seem like a normal procedure to me, but you tell me.
Well, I believe that there are many times that you conduct a traffic stop, and both vehicles were facing the same way.
Yeah.
Both vehicles happen to be turning left onto Cervantes Street. And if you're behind the car that you had just stopped, you're not going to close your eyes on that type of situation. You're going to pay attention to what they're doing. Just as an added evaluation. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And then again, she got called away.
So it's not that she thought he was impaired. It's that she'd already decided that there wasn't enough action to be taken, and then she was following just in case she got it wrong. Not that she thought she had it wrong.
It wasn't, I'm going to follow you to see if you're impaired. It is we're both happy to be going the same direction.
Okay.
I'm going to pay attention to you
because
I know the history of where we just left on. And again, just as an added evaluation piece.
That makes more sense to me. Okay, I got it. Other things, you guys pitted a car over on Massachusetts this last week?
Yeah, we did. We another stolen car that we detected based upon our license plate readers. And we already talked about what they do with these stolen cars. They're up to no good with stolen cars. Try to stop it. As they do, they didn't stop. And as we try to get our deputies to do, let's pit this car as quickly as we can. We do not want the car to get up to speed. We do not want this car to get to a mobile highway, to a major thoroughfare. And the deputy did exactly what they're supposed to do. It spun it a little bit. Bad guy gets out, tries to run, doesn't go far. We end up arresting him. And at the cost of a bumper, no one else is hurt, and a bad guy's arrested, and a car is recovered.
And it was one for stolen vehicle. Was that the primary issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you said a cost of a bumper, but you have the equipment on them now that you don't even have to replace the bumper, right? Like, it's designed to be able to.
Bumper. It was the bumper. Oh, his bumper. Another car. Yeah.
the car owner's bumper. I got you. All right. That's fair enough. You also had an issue where this is obviously not your guys' fault, but you had a car that ran into one of your cruisers during a traffic stop. Is that right? Up in the north end?
Yeah, up in the north end, we had a deputy. Actually, had a rider, a cadet. They ride with our deputies just to get the lay of the land, if you will, and to make as much experience as they possibly can. So in this case, they were staging to try to pick up a gentleman that had a warrant on him. So they pulled over to the side of the road, clearly off the road, all off the road, just so everyone knows. And a car failed to navigate a turn, clipped the back of that car, and actually rolled over. The tremendously unfortunate part of it is that there was an infant in that car, but luckily that infant was restrained, taken to the hospital for evaluation, and as I understand it, no long-standing injuries.
Thank goodness. How do you roll over turning a corner? How fast do you go? I mean, that's...
Well, I think when you clipped the back end of our car, it lifted that one portion of the car up, and it turned it. I didn't see it, but that's based upon my accident reconstruction experience.
You guys are in line for about a $5 million grant to, offset costs associated with cooperation with ICE. Is that right?
Yes. We have been made aware that there was some money available for those agencies that are part of this 287G program, which means that we will help ICE if they come here and they want some assistance, and we will do that. So we looked at the needs that we have and what could potentially make us more capable. And part of that is buying new handheld radios. A lot of the old radios we have, we can't talk to other agencies. We have an aging system. And the radios are about $12,000 each. Mm. And we have a lot of deputies and we needed some consoles. So that's part of what we applied for this grant for.
This is just the handheld ordinary radio you carry around with you all the time?
These are about 360 handheld radios we're asking for. To the tune of a couple million dollars. We also need some data storage. We put out this body cameras. We're able to have body cameras because we have the storage for the body cameras. And I don't know that people understand just how much storage all these videos have to take. And then
we 350 deputies, something like that on the street.
No, we have 450, 470.
Yeah, all recording, deputies. A lot of video. Right. Video is very memory intensive.
Camera,
transferred, all that, right.
Yeah, and that has to be preserved. Certainly, the ones that result in an arrest or a case. So yeah, we have to. Oh, we had the need for that. We also got some hardware for some of the license plate readers. So, and all this stuff is expensive, and it would take us years to gather that much money through the existing budget process to be able to get ahead of these radios and this storage and this the license plate readers. So we apply for the grant. And that's what I'm getting questions are, well, you're going to do this and that for ICE. Well, we will support ICE. We're not going to allow what took place up in Minneapolis. If ICE needs our help, we are going to help them. This makes it so where we can be more capable and more functional and have the capacity to help our local state and certainly our federal partners.
Cops and Crawfish coming up next month. No, April. When's it coming up?
It's coming up in April, of April. We are still accepting applications. People can sponsor it. It's at Five Flags Speedway. It's and there's a car show there, so you have cars. Please pay attention to Escambia County Sheriff Foundation social media platforms. They will give you information on how to sponsor, how to enter, or how to get your container full of crawfish.
And you had some canines. Was it win a competition? What happened here?
Yeah, we had one over in Orange Beach. A couple of canines actually finished in first place, and we had, I think, four other canine groups, individuals or team events, finish in the top 10. So our canine teams, they kicked butt. They did a really good job. It's the we don't want to call it a canine.
Is that one of the ones? I thought a name I recognize, and that's the one that comes top of my mind. So
probably it was Mallory. I know was involved in it. I don't know the dog's name. So I know it's a little bit of our canine Olympics. You know, we always could do this once every 4 years. That's not true. I made that up. But
do they wear skates?
This one, yeah. You think so?
Not in Florida.
The deputies wear the skates.
That's right.
They don't do that either. They don't wear skates.
One of the questions that you actually got asked going back to the power list was, you know, future, you know, what you want to do. And you love being sheriff. I know you love being sheriff. And you're not really aiming for higher office. But I have heard that maybe if if the county decides to go to an elected instead of an appointed county administrator, you know, Wes's job right now, and used to be the deputy or the assistant county administrator, that you'd be willing to run for that job?
There was a long conversation about what potential jobs people could have, not just me, but others. Uh-huh. And I made the comment that I'm used to, choose to be in a position that I'm in where I can make these decisions based on what I think is best for the community. And I'm not sure if there's any job. I said, short of an elected county administrator, which many entities do have. They call it a county mayor, county whatever. Orange County has that. I said, if they ever did that, I would strongly consider running for that type of position. But there's no conversation.
You heard it here.
I'm not pushing for it. I'm just saying if it happens.
John Peacock hasn't been lobbying you to go for this. All right. Even if they cut property taxes, you still want that job?
Someone has got to make decisions in Escambia County, and even if the money is a little short, I think that there's some things to do. But hey, I'm happy to be the sheriff of Escambia County. We're doing great things. We have been able to accumulate a tremendous amount of talent. We are retaining employees, and the sky's the limit for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
Sheriff Simmons, as always, a pleasure. Thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week. Top of the power list again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. It's brought to you by Drainall, your one-stop shop for all your drain cleaning needs in Pensacola area. Call Drainall and get your drains flowing again. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 westbound. As you approach the Highway 29 exit, still seeing about a 20-minute delay as traffic is backed up all the way to the loop right there to I-110. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect about a 15-minute delay due to congestion in that area. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just, you know, incredibly good at this. And I know you realize if there's a, you know, used house you're buying or selling, and we don't call them used, but, you know, not brand new. Of course, realtor, you get the concept. But what about a new home? You think, I'll just buy from the builder, you know, work directly with them and cut costs. Well, one of the things that Christina's always saying is, particularly builders, they like working with her, but also she can help you get the best deal and be aware of what the best deal is, because you may not know, but she definitely knows all of the offers, rebates, buy down the points, closing costs, any of that kind of stuff, and she will get you the very best deal even on a new home, which you might not think of it. And then on the back end, when the home is delivered to you, when you actually take the keys, she'll go in there and help you figure out which things need to be fixed, which things aren't quite right, because a lot of times you don't want to be rude and you don't know what's normal, what you can ask for. And we don't buy houses enough to really know. And so she'll help you with that. She says, give me the roll of blue tape. We'll fix it. And she'll get you exactly the home that you are paying for. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us today at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Someone would just ask the follow-up question.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays 2 to 4 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Man's got to know his limitations.
Good morning, 758 News Radio 92.3. Cold, not freezing anymore, at least most of the listening area, but, you know, it's been there. So if you need to do any kind of video work, whether it's running an ad or a promotional thing, or just wanted to showcase your product or your subdivision that you're building or your boat that you're selling or your home or for insurance purposes, if it's in the air, they do drones, of course, Pelican Drones, right in the name, but on the ground too, or meetings or trainings, or, you know, maybe you want to do ads for different platforms of different lengths, you know, one for Facebook, one for Instagram, you know, one for X, one for, you know, TikTok, whatever. Pelican Drones can help you with that. They can do all the editing for you, shoot the video footage. You own it when they're done, so you own the raw material, which is kind of unusual, but that's true. They work with huge clients, you know, FDOT, Portofino, Visit Alabama, Innisfree, FPL, and HGTV, and just, and you. And everywhere in between. Any size, you can buy their services by the hour, by the half day, by the day. They'll make it work for you and do outstanding work. PelicanDrones.com for more information. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Absolutely. Good morning. President Trump delivering the State of the Union address tonight. We'll have to see how long that takes. That starts at 8 o'clock. And you can hear that here on News Radio. Nick Reiner has pleaded not guilty to killing his parents. He was in court yesterday. He's been in custody since the day after their murders.
Yeah, he literally promised us yesterday that it was going to be long.